Harrisburg Mayor John McPeak. John, how are you this morning, buddy? I haven't talked to you in a while. You been okay?
I've been doing great, Tom. A little difference waking up this morning with the temperature. My house was a little cooler this morning than it was yesterday.
I know. Air conditioner, turned the heat on, 25 degrees cooler than we were at the same time yesterday morning. So, John, you know, Saline County on the warning list here when it comes to COVID-19. I think Saline County had been pretty lucky early on, but, you know, started to see those numbers creep up, and I've watched your comments on it. I think one of the numbers I'm looking at here, Saline County total cases, 442. That's one of the numbers that I saw from the CDC. Where are you right now on this warning status, and what's it like in Saline County when it comes to COVID numbers?
Well, the numbers are definitely going up in Saline County, and, you know, I contribute a lot of that to people just not, you know, wearing the mask like they should. And, you know, if they would just wear the mask, and when they're around gatherings and big groups and church, I think that would help the numbers go down.
Do you see a mask mandate, say, in Harrisburg from the city council and the mayor?
If things keep going up the way they are, on Sunday I was on that call with Patrick Windhorse and Dale Fowler, and, you know, we are being warned, and if the percentage keeps going up, if it goes up just a little bit more, I think that we'll move back to phase three, and that will close down restaurants, bars, and churches, and schools, and I don't think the community wants that, so they better start wearing the mask is all I got to say.
Well, I tell you, when it comes to this, when you look at these states that are seeing higher numbers, it seems like the ones that are seeing colder temperatures first, where we get close the windows, as we were talking about with the weather, and we start kind of tightening up our lives to keep ourselves warm, and whether that might increase your numbers, so you'll have something else to be concerned with the colder it gets.
That's exactly right. And, you, Tom, you're from Saline County, and you know people over here, we have a little bit of a different mindset than the rest of the state, and you know, they kind of do whatever they want to do. So hopefully people do understand how important it is to wear the mask when they're out and about.
Do you see a mask mandate in your future, John?
If things keep going the way they are, yes.
You know, there was another issue that I wanted to talk to you quickly about, a business district tax. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that the right name for it?
Yeah, that's the Harrisburg Business District tax.
All right. Who would that affect, and how much, John?
That will affect restaurants when you go, and won't affect food items. Like if you go to Walmart and buy a can of corn, it would not affect that. But if you went to Walmart and bought a chainsaw or something, you would see an increase on your sales tax for that.
So appliances,
restaurants. You know,
what about cars?
Nothing, no food items.
What about cars?
No cars.
Okay.
And not cars.
How much, John?
We're currently at 8% in Harrisburg, and we proposed a 0.75%, and it did pass by the city council. So starting January the 1st, a new sales tax for Harrisburg will be 8.75%. And that really does put, Tom, that puts us in close to everybody else. Heron's 8.75, Marion's 9.5, Carbondale's 9.75, DuCoin's 9.25. So that puts Harrisburg right with everybody else. And also, all those towns are home rule, so they even get home rule money, where Harrisburg's not home rule. And you know Harrisburg, and it would take forever to get Harrisburg to go home rule because you couldn't get the people to do it.
Right. All right. So when it comes to this, goes into effect January 1st. Are your concerns? Do you have any concerns when it comes to this and at the same time fair tax coming into play and economic recovery from COVID-19? I mean, what are your concerns when you look at it as a body of work and all these things intersecting?
Well, I'm not really concerned about the 0.75% increase for Harrisburg because, you know, we get so many people from out of town that come to Harrisburg to shop. I mean, our sales tax since COVID every month has been up from the previous year by over $20,000. So people are coming to Harrisburg and shopping, and, you know, we get, like I've always told you, everybody from our surrounding area, Hardin, Pope, Gallatin, so they all have to come to Harrisburg to shop, and that's what they do.
All right. Yeah, I heard the same thing from Mayor Will Stevens, right, that they've got a bump from all the shopping, preparing for the quarantines and things like that. So what will this money be used for, John?
This money's going to be used to beautify Harrisburg. We're going to tear down the old Malin Junior High building, which is just awful. It's fallen down. It's got so much asbestos in it, and it's very, very dangerous, and it's an eyesore to Harrisburg, and it's got to come down.
Yeah, that's something that has been talked about for years.
10 years or more.
Yeah, and it was at one time quite the impressive location. But now that's a rather large, that's a half a block, if not more, when you consider the tennis courts that used to be there and the like. What will happen to that space after the building is torn down in 2021?
Once it's torn down, we have a few ideas going on with it. We're in talking to someone right now about maybe moving a building onto it. And then I've also been in touch with the high school, with Mike Gouch, trying to bring back the building trades program. And letting the school build houses on it like we did when we tore Horseman School down.
Right.
I think that's something that we need to look at, and the school is excited about that.
Is there a consideration some of these places are going to be torn down are going to revert to green spaces? I had seen that mentioned, but I wasn't sure that whether that was actually the plan or just something people were talking about.
Well, we got about 3 or 4 buildings uptown on the square, Tom, that are just about ready to fall in also. And we would like to get possession of those and tear those down and make those into green spaces uptown.
An expensive process, not only from remediation from toxic materials like asbestos and Malin Junior High, getting rid of the debris, getting rights to the property to tear it down. This is really a hairball of things that have to be carried out correctly to be able to do this. This is time-consuming, among other things.
It is very time-consuming. Just like look at the junior high. Look how long I've been working on that. Finally got it done. And you know, it's going to cost about $300,000 just to remove the asbestos and all the glass and all the everything in there. There's so much bad stuff in there. It's got to come out though.
Right.
They won't let you tear it down until that's all done.
Right. So I'm curious because we're seeing this phenomenon of drive-in movie theaters and drive-ins, right? And you've been doing this in Harrisburg, and I saw one of your posts a couple of weeks back saying that you had some 215 cars in attendance, and then you realize that means a lot more people. This has been a success story for you.
Oh, it's been absolutely wonderful. The first time, we've done it 3 times now. The first time we had probably about 75 cars, second time about 125, and this last time we had over 200 cars. And the good thing about that, Tom, is everyone's staying inside their car. They can listen to the movie on the radio, it's, you know, and those people that are coming out there, they're going and buying pizzas from Mackey's, Morello's, Domino's. They're coming out there, and they're sitting out there, but they're also spending money inside Harrisburg.
Why is this good? Outside the money, why is this good, John?
You know, it's good. Well, first of all, it's free to the public. We're not charging for it. We're getting each time someone sponsors it, so that pays for the movie rights. It's just something for the people to do. There's really, right now, our movie theater is open, but it's not really showing any new movies. They're just showing basically older movies. But I think people want to get out with their families and sit in the car and, you know, eat popcorn and drink sodas and have a good time.
I think just for old time's sake, I'd like to be driven in the trunk of somebody else's car and then let out secretly, just so it's like the old days at the Starlight Drive-In in Eldorado.
Yeah, I did that a couple of times.
Just, you know, just for fun, you know. John, there was one other item that seems to be a kind of a personal thing with you. I noted this over a period of time watching you post photographs from the cemetery, posting photographs from places like Bellsmith Springs where they were cleaning up, and then we talked about the buildings, and then you embracing the moniker Gateway to the Shawnee National Forest. You know, it was like the Bellsmith Springs thing, man, just hauling out bags upon bags of garbage there, and then you had this huge turnout at the cemetery to help you clean up. What's going on with that, John? What is the idea of being, let's tidy up our home here?
I think me pounding on it every city council meeting and every time I can on social media to stop littering, clean up your areas, people are starting to do it. I just recently put up I got 12, but I put 4 new trash cans uptown on the square in Harrisburg, and every Monday they empty them out, and they've been there for 3 weeks now, and every Monday they're completely full.
Illegal dumping's
I think people really are, you know, listening to us about littering, and they're cleaning up. Everybody's cleaning up.
Yeah, and illegal dumping's always been a problem for you, too.
Illegal dumping has been a problem, but we've kind of got control of that a little, but we could do better. But things are looking cleaner here. Harrisburg's looking great. And like I said, if we can get some of these buildings tore down, make our town, you know, where people want to come and shop and that's what we're looking for.